The board of directors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has legally opposed the trademark application for the name, Issues, etc., and through its legal counsel has threatened to bring legal action against Jeff Schwarz and me. Please sign a new online petition asking the LCMS board of directors to drop its opposition to the trademark and its threat of legal action against us. You'll find a link to this petition at the top of the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday afternoon, February the 20th. Time to pick our Issues Etc. blog post of the week. Jeff picked one, I pick one. We pick them from a group of blogs that carry the Issues Etc. widget. You can get it by going to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote, and there you'll find the widget and instructions on how to post it at your blog. When it's posted there, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll read your blog and we'll consider it every week for the Issues Etc. blog post of the week. What's yours, Jeff?
It's the blog is called Stand Firm by Scott Diekman, somewhere in Washington. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the city. The blog post is A Direct Question Deserves a Direct Answer. Here's what Scott writes. We, the people, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, deserve to know what's going on behind closed doors in our synod. What cannot be spoken out in the open perhaps shouldn't be spoken at all. When the Reverend Dr. Gerald Kieschnick is answering questions at your district convention, ask him a direct question, one that is clear and unequivocal and demands an unequivocal answer. A question like this would be in order. President Kieschnick, did you speak in favor of or in any way support continued legal action regarding the issues, etc. situation at the November Board of Directors meeting? Great question.
That is a great question.
Great question. Another question that deserves an answer that should be asked of Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Chief Administrative Officer Ron Schultz is how much money has been spent on a specious legal quest directed towards the Issues Etc. trademark morass. You can follow my lead and ask him that question yourself by emailing Ron Schultz, ron.schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z, at lcms.org. My blog of the week, Stand Firm by Scott Diekman.
I got a chance to meet Scott when I was in Chicago. Was it last weekend? Yeah, I think last weekend. I got a chance to meet him and his daughter, his lovely daughter, and a short opportunity to talk with them. Scott's a great guy. Nice to see everybody up there in Naperville, by the way. Mine is from one of these sites for the blogs where multiple people blog, so credit doesn't go to just one person here, except to Pastor Matt Harrison of LCMS World Relief and Human Care, because the post I've chosen from Brothers of John the Steadfast website is actually linked to Pastor Matt Harrison's reaction or his statement on the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America's latest statement on human sexuality and homosexuality. They're going the wrong direction on this, and Matt is out in front pointing out for the church and for everyone who will read what he has to say there, the wrong direction, calling the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America to repentance on its errors regarding homosexuality, gay marriage, and the ordination of openly homosexual men and women. So I want you to go there and read it. It's Brothers of John the Steadfast. The blog is titled, The Latest ELCA Revision Opinion on Sexuality Rejected by Matt Harrison. And you'll find it there. By the way, you can find both of our blog post picks this week at our website, issuesetc.org. Click on demand.